stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, June 12th. Welcome, Mia.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So I noticed your outfit, a little unusual. All Hello Kitty stuff out there.
It is. I know I would have worn the bottoms too, but they're like capris. I wanted to wear full pants today. I woke up, I'm like, gosh, it looks gloomy and cold out today.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of bummed about that.
That's what they call June gloom here in LA.
That's right. May gray and June gloom. It's like the start of the spring and summer.
So it gets like that every morning, and then it burns off, and it gets to be very hot outside. If you notice, so it doesn't stay like this very long.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'll go home, put my capris on before I work out. That's why I wore this. I know it's all Hello Kitty, from like gym shoes to tank top to hoodie, whatever. It was a Christmas gift, but I like it. It's all my cute H6 too. It's like legit workout gear, but I'm hoping that our guest today will inspire me to work out after this.
There you go. She will. I think she lives for it. So we'll get to our guest in just a second. And so your car got fixed, right? You get your car fixed and everything?
Yes, thank God. But I forgot my GPS in my friend's car. So today I was forced to get here from West Hollywood to Sherman Oaks all by myself. And I did it. I was
really
so proud of myself.
Oh, so you use the GPS every day?
Oh, my gosh. I use the GPS to get me everywhere.
To the store down the street.
Oh my gosh, I'm so bad with, I can memorize a script and remember it forever, but directions, I'm like, forget about it.
Wow.
I need it everywhere.
So you'll be coming here a year later and you'll still be using your GPS
to
work.
I know, right? No, hopefully not. I mean, eventually I get the hang of it. It just takes a while.
That's funny, man. What would we do if we didn't have GPS? I mean, there were times when there was no GPS.
I know, right? Like, I remember my mom driving and having, like, MapQuest, like, printed out pieces of paper, and I'd be trying to navigate, like, trying to read out what it says and all the directions, and she'd be like, hurry up, what's the next one? I'm about to exit, where do I go? And I'd be like, oh, no. It was so frustrating.
I know. They used to have in L.A., I don't know if they still have it, what they call the Thomas Guide, and it's like a book full of maps, maps, and that's what people used to use before that, you know. Now they're probably out of business. Nobody uses that anymore.
Probably. I know. Technology is amazing. I don't know what I would have done, like, if I was around in a, you know, prior time period. I wouldn't be able to get myself anywhere.
I know. We've gotten so spoiled, you know.
Yeah,
it's really cool. So I told you I replaced my phone. It's exciting for me because I've used iPhone since it came out, so about 6 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've had enough of it, you know? I mean, I'm bored with it. I like new things and stuff, so I thought I'd get into an Android phone. And so I went and got, like, the most talked about phone, which is the Samsung Galaxy 4.
Oh, okay.
So I went and got that and went home, played with it for 30 minutes and decided I hated the damn thing.
Oh,
you know,
no.
It was just so ugly, the interface and everything inside. And it's a nice looking phone, but that's about it.
You know, it's a nice looking phone.
Yeah, and some people swear by it. You know, it's brand new, but I just didn't like it. So I went, took it back, had to pay $35 restocking fee and stuff. But I thought, God, I'm not sticking with this phone. So then I go home. I did some research on another phone, and I went back and bought the other phone, which is an HTC One. And this one is an Android phone too, but it looks different. Mm-hmm. The operating system works different, and it looks it looks a lot nicer, you know. And it's got a lot of many features and stuff that you can't find on another phone. So I was happy with it. I got it. And
oh, okay. Because the other one is really big, right? I think I'm getting them confused.
Yeah. Here, this one is bigger than the iPhone.
Yeah.
But it's smaller than the Galaxy. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
And it's really pretty. It's a pretty phone.
Yeah, it looks really
nice.
It's
made of aluminum, like the MacBook Air. And it's pretty cool, you know. So, I mean, I like Apple products and stuff, but I just wanted to change, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got an iPhone.
Yes, I'm the opposite. I had Android for a while. I had, like, the first generation Android Evo.
Really?
It was, like, the first of its kind. They called it the iPhone killer. And I think I had, like, it wasn't even a smartphone before that. So it was, like, my first, like, awesome phone. And I had that thing for, like, almost 3 years, and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I need a new phone. So I finally got the iPhone 5 when that came out, and I like it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. The iPhone is nice. You can't compare anything. I still say it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I wanted to change and stuff. But now I can unlock it, you know, because when you finish your term with the phone after the 2-year contract, the phone stays yours, and then you can unlock it and go with any carrier. Not only that, but you can take it overseas and, you know, and put in, like, SIM cards from other countries and stuff and use it, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Yeah, so usually when you pay off your phone, it becomes yours after 2 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and you can do with it whatever you want. Or sell it, you know. But mine's the 4S. I don't know how many people are still looking for that. But I just didn't feel a need for the 5, you know. I didn't really have any big differences from the 4S, you know, other than
it's
bigger.
I keep thinking, like, what are they going to come out with next? Like, what could be cooler than the 5 right now? It has everything I could possibly think of.
I know. I don't even use half
but
of it.
But knowing them, I mean, they will. There will be some crazy, amazing feature that everyone has to have.
Yeah.
And they're going to camp out outside Apple stores to get it.
There you go again.
Crazy.
And,
have you ever done that before? Have you ever, like, camped outside for tickets or anything? No.
No.
Me neither.
In fact, did I... I think for the Wii. Remember when the Wii came out? My son really wanted it, and you couldn't find it anywhere. So I went. There was still Circuit City stores here, and I waited in line. I switched with alternated with a friend, so I didn't really stay there like the whole night.
Oh,
or something.
Okay. You had a system then.
Yeah, I mean,
that was smart.
I'm not like that, you know, but it's actually fun. Some people actually enjoy it, you know. They bring like a tent or something.
Yeah, pretty soon that's what's going to happen with my Pieces of Ash show. Everyone's going to be sleeping outside the Roosevelt Hotel with tickets for
there you go.
for Pieces of Ash. Or you could just go to piecesla.com
and buy the tickets. It's coming up next week. You guys better hurry up.
21st.
You know? Yeah. Cool. So isn't it unusual for the same actress to be on 2 times? Because there were some girls that said, I mean, the girls that were here before, Betsy and...
some of them have been doing it for...
Really?
A long time,
I thought they only do it for one show each.
I mean, this is the 10-year anniversary, so I'd imagine... Really? Some of these girls have been doing it for 10 years, but they take breaks, you know, like some of the girls, I overheard them talking at the last show, like, I think I'm going to take a break for like the next 2 months and then I'll come back again. And then, you know, so that's kind of
In their place and they don't get to come back probably, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how they have the system worked out, but so far it seems to work out.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah. There you go. Cool. And what did I want to... Oh, just this was funny because I guess in San Francisco, this guy went into the train station, I forget what they call it, the BART's underground, you know, the subway in San Francisco, and started assaulting passengers, doing flips and splits naked.
Oh my God.
And people took video of it and stuff. It's so funny.
That's got to be highly entertaining. Yeah, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, like, to be someone there viewing this, like, is this really happening right now?
I know. People are crazy, man. And you look at him, he looks pretty crazy. You know, he's got like this big hair.
Oh
and
my
everything.
Gosh.
And,
I'll definitely have to YouTube that. Naked man jumping around doing splits in San Francisco.
There you go. Oh, man. All right. Well, we're going to get to our guest now. We have a special guest in the studio, and her name is Kathy Kaler. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank
you.
This
is awesome.
I know. We planned this for quite a while, and finally you get to be here.
It worked. It worked.
Yes. And Kathy is a host here on LA Talk Radio. She has a show called Fit and Sexy for Life, and that's today, Wednesday, at 1 o'clock, is it?
That's right, 1 to 2.
1 to 2, every week, and a very exciting show, very interesting. You get a lot of great guests and stuff on the show.
Yeah, and I have a lot of really great guests coming up this summer, so it's
really?
It's awesome.
So
yeah.
You're well-connected.
I'm well-connected.
There you go.
You go, girl. Get it.
That's right.
So tell us, what's the show Fit and Sexy for Life about?
Well, Fit and Sexy for Life is actually a title of one of my books that I've written. I've authored 8 books on fitness and healthy living. My last book, Mom Energy, had a little more of a nutritional component to it. Mm-hmm. But the radio show, Fit and Sexy for Life, I just thought was a perfect title because I am in the fitness world. I have been for many, many years. And so really just getting out information about how people can put fitness into their lifestyles,
right,
whether they're short bursts of exercise, how to do things when you travel, when you've got kids, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many ways to talk about exercise. And the sexy part comes in where I think we all want to have that feeling of sexy.
Yeah.
We're influenced so much here in Los Angeles about how to look sexy.
Right.
You know, plastic surgery and clothes and makeup and, you know, what do the celebrities wear? But the emphasis is not so much on how you feel sexy.
Right.
And so I want to talk about that in my show. A lot of my clients that come on, I have celebrity guests, I have experts in different fields. I always ask them the question, what is it that makes you feel sexy? Because there's a difference, you know,
right,
trying to look sexy and you don't pull it quite off, it's awkward.
Right.
But
yeah,
when someone you know has that that sexiness inside of them and they feel it and they believe it and they live it and they breathe it, that's sexy.
Really?
And
what's sexiness totally inside? Yeah, I mean, what's that
I
about?
Think there's confidence that plays into that role. When you have positive self-esteem, you feel good about yourself, you just kind of have it. You're dialed in, you're rocking it, and it's there.
Yeah.
And
so you feel good about yourself.
You feel good about yourself.
You feel you can seduce the other sex with no problem at all.
No problem at all.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's like sometimes if you're not feeling it, doesn't matter what you're wearing or how your hair and makeup is. Like if you're not feeling it, it's just not gonna come off 100%.
Doesn't come off.
Right.
For sure.
So that's the show. It's really it's been really fun. I've just been a couple of months now.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I do on Fit and Sexy for Life is starting from the head to the toe and looking at different parts of our body, whether it's a health aspect, a fitness aspect, beauty, fashion, you know, something that's in the news.
Right.
So just kind of educating.
So you're totally into the body. Now, how did you get into this? I mean, at what point did this start interesting you?
Oh, kindergarten.
Really?
Wow.
Are you serious?
I was in,
studying nutrition.
I started in kindergarten wanting to beat all the boys in my class in a running race.
Oh, there you go.
So that was it. The competition had started there.
Did you ever get to beat the boys?
Every time.
Really?
Nice.
Every
good for you.
Time.
That's why she's sitting here.
That's why I'm here. So I knew then that was a passion. And as I went through school, PE was one of my favorite classes. I had fantastic teachers, and I thought as I got into college that I was going to take the route of education and teaching in the schools. And I was also very drawn to theater and dance, and so that was part of my minor.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
You know, graduated with exercise science and undergrad with, and my minor was in dance education. And so I was moving in the direction of going to teach, but I was presented an opportunity to do an internship at Coors Beer Which was interesting.
Yeah. Where was that? Here?
And that was in Golden, Colorado.
In Golden, Colorado. Yeah.
But the ironic part about that was that Coors was one of the very first corporate fitness programs in the country. So the owners of Coors really were passionate about fitness and providing a place for their employees to go and work out, because they had learned early on that when someone is more fit and they take care of themselves, they have better attitude. Right. They have less absenteeism. So their work, you know, their commitment to work and their production was much greater.
Right.
So
that's, and they're more available to drink beer and Coors.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. It's a fair compromise.
That's where I started, really.
Prepare the customers for the product.
Exactly. Let me be fit while I sip.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
There you go.
So you were in Colorado for a while. Where are you originally from? From
Detroit,
LA?
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit.
Michigan.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Motown, Motor City Girl.
Yeah, there you go.
We're like neighbors. I'm from Chicago.
There you go, Chi-Town.
Hey, okay.
We're getting windy and stormy there today.
Oof. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet.
Do you follow the weather there still?
Well, I do, because I'm actually flying there tonight.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I like to kind of see what I'm going to expect in my plane ride. But also just because the weather has been so devastating back in the Midwest. I've been tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you grew up there, and at what point did you decide I'm going to move?
Well, when I got the internship to go to Coors, I was there for about 2.5-3 years. And I then had the opportunity, through some of the work that I had now done in the health clubs, that I was asked by Jane Fonda to come to California. And now that doesn't just happen out of the blue. It's not just random.
She had to find you first.
She had to find me. And how that happened was a gentleman that I worked for at the this health club chain in Denver had responded to an ad that she had put into a health and fitness magazine. She was looking for somebody to oversee her whole empire, which at the time, I don't, you know, you're too young. Miss Mia over here, young chicken, little babe. But Jane Fonda was really, really the queen of aerobics.
Right.
She kind of put aerobics on the map and really put music to exercise, dancing, and built this empire. And in Beverly Hills, she had a studio that people would line up around. You're talking about lining up for iPads?
Oh, yeah.
They were lining up for sweating in the, you know, sweating. And so she had then gone from a studio to, you know, VHS tapes to infomercials. Right. And at the time that I came into the picture, she had built this very private, very one-on-one spa that was on her property up in Santa Barbara, California. Mm-hmm. And so she was looking at the time for someone to come and be the program coordinator, the trainer, and my boss had already gone and taken the job to oversee her whole empire. And so when this opportunity came up, he called me.
Wow.
So that's how I got to California.
Yes.
And
great.
Began training her celebrity friends who came up to this resort. And that's how I started training celebrities.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
wow.
So
yeah.
What a great story. I love that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for sure. And so she didn't have to look very far, huh? I mean, she just, so she put an ad and just responded.
I don't know how many people responded to that particular ad.
Right.
My boss, Dr. Daniel Kosich, he was the one that ended up getting that position. And fortunately he did, because that was then my connection to him, which got me inevitably to and eventually to Jane.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So how long have you been in LA now? For a long time?
Yeah, I moved here in 1989.
Oh, okay. So you've been here for a while.
It's been a while. It's been really my whole half of my life.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you like it here?
I do. I love a lot of things about Los Angeles. I love a lot of things about California, and I think they are the things that draw people here. One is the weather.
The weather, yeah.
We have fantastic weather.
Yeah.
The other is that, you know, you can jump in your car and you can drive to the mountains, you can drive to the ocean,
right.
You can drive to the desert, and you can drive to the sequoia forest.
Right.
Those are such appealing things to do for vacation, for entertainment, for a lot of things. I love the fact that we're in, you know, the home of Hollywood.
Yeah.
I come from a Hollywood fan. I don't come from a Hollywood family. I married into a Hollywood family.
Oh.
So that part is very intriguing and interesting. And my business that began once I came here to California has been in Hollywood. So that part is very wonderful.
Right.
I think the architecture here is phenomenal. The history of you know the Mexican influence, the Spanish, the you know the, a lot of that is so so unique to California.
Right.
But you know I'm coming to a butt. However,
doesn't everybody have a butt about LA?
Too many goddamn people in Los Angeles, and there is so much traffic. And I feel like we are losing some of just the beauty because of commercialism, and so much is being built up, and
right.
And so, you know, those are the things that are unfortunate.
But that usually happens in big cities.
It's everywhere.
You know, and we do have a lot of people here, but try New York. You know, I mean, we have. I just read up on this. I think we have about 3.8 million people in LA. New York has 8.3 million. So it's 3.8 as opposed to 8.3. Can you imagine putting all these people in New York, which is a smaller area actually than LA, right? LA County.
Yeah.
So, that's why they have tall buildings there. So they can handle everybody.
Yeah, I'll take
right.
LA
right.
New York any day.
Right.
So that's cool. And plus in LA, there's a lot of consciousness for people are conscious of
health and
of health.
Oh yeah.
And of fitness and things like that. You know, their diet.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody wants to look good here. You know, because
well, in Los Angeles really starts the trend.
Yeah, there you go. And,
oh, for sure.
You know, and everybody's got to stay, be able to stand out somehow. You know, with so many people and stuff. So you know, you want to look good, you want to feel good. You know. And I remember this the sketch where the guy used to say, do you remember, you probably remember this on Saturday Night, where the guy used to say, I'd rather look good than feel good. You know what I'm saying? It was,
I can't remember who that was, but yes, I do.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name, Billy Crystal did it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was funny, so I'd rather look good than feel good. That's what LA is
That's
about.
That's the LA motto.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care how I feel as long as I look good.
Yeah.
It's true about the whole trends thing. Cause I know, like, you know, being vegetarian and everything is a big thing out here and has been for a little while. And, you know, it wasn't at all in Chicago. Like, if you were a vegetarian, it's like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I need a dictionary. Like, I don't even know what that word means, you know? And it's just interesting now, you know, now I go home and visit, and I feel like there's more and more people that are like, oh, yeah, I'm a vegetarian or I'm vegan, where. Yeah. You know, like here that people have been doing that. It's been popular for a lot longer, and now it's kind of making its way over.
Moving its way across the country.
Yeah.
Definitely are a bunch of trendsetters out here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know. And people constantly, I mean, work out a lot and stuff like this. So tell us a little bit. So you moved here with Jane Fonda. So what were you doing for her? I mean, were you like organizing the whole thing? Or?
Well, I lived up in Santa Barbara. On her ranch.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And so what was basically taking place there was a very one-on-one spa where you would come and check in for a week to 2 weeks. Mm. And sometimes there'd be three people, sometimes there'd be three couples.
She built that on her property.
She built it on her property.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was really just like a, you know, you go to one of these resorts and you want to get, you know, worked out, you want a massage, you want great food, and that's what that was.
Yeah.
And it was interesting timing in that Jane was in just before she had met Ted Turner. Mm. And there was also some, you know, just kind of permit issues up in Santa Barbara because it's in a very exclusive and very protected area. the Chumash Indians. They have painted caves up there, and so there was a lot of, like, they were concerned that this was going to be a big, like, you know, big fat farm and people coming on buses and, you know, that kind of thing. And and so it didn't end up staying in business for very long. But the great part was is that I did meet some very interesting people, and those people were celebrities, and they were the ones that really began my own business from training their friends, and then one of them introducing to me to somebody else, and that kind of just led word of mouth to building my business.
So I figure if you're going to have clients, you might as well have rich ones and famous.
Might as well have rich and famous.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great place to start.
It works.
So so what happened after that? What so that only lasted for a while.
Right, that was just right into the early 90s, and I stayed in Santa Barbara for a bit and started teaching step classes. Step aerobics is probably my expertise.
Really?
And it still remains in my book one of the best exercises that you can ever do to, one, get your heart rate up. So it's a great cardiovascular exercise, but two, it is great for toning your legs and lifting your ass.
Wow. Yeah.
We all like to have
our
ass
lifted. And there's not really a lot of equipment with that either, right? Just the steps and you're good to go.
Turn on your music and up and down you go.
Yeah.
So I started teaching and getting some of my celebrity clients. So I was commuting from Santa Barbara to Los Angeles. I trained a lot of the family members of the Zappa family, Pamela Daybar, who is a rock and roll groupie from the 60s, Melanie Griffith, to Julianne Phillips, who is married to Bruce Springsteen, Cher Rivera, who is married to Geraldo Rivera, and I mean, I had, the list is huge, and I'm grateful for each and every one of them.
Wonderful. Do you find, for the most part, they're nice people, celebrities?
Yes.
They don't. Not most of them are not like, you know, wait on me and do this and do that for me.
There have been a few.
Yeah.
But well, I would say absolutely the majority of the clients that I have worked out, and many of them had been years and years that I trained them. Julie Roberts I've trained for 20 years, on and off. She, you know, is traveling different places and going on different locations for movies and has homes in different areas in the country. But she was really a longtime client. Michelle Pfeiffer I trained for about 10 years. And so, you know, you get to be familiar with them in a, in a way, in a very intimate way, because you are working one-on-one with them. And and so I really have enjoyed this career that I never envisioned having, you know, when I was, you know, getting ready to decide what I'm going to do.
Right. So you obviously need the training for this and everything, right, about nutrition, about fitness, all that stuff. Where did you learn all that? Was that part of the college?
Well, I mean, I just got a basic education in, you know, physical education. You know, you take the basic courses. The wonderful thing about being an exercise instructor, whether you are a personal trainer, whether you teach yoga, whether you teach, you know, aerobics, there have been organizations that have, you know, there's many now, but in the very beginning, there was an organization called IDEA, which was the International Dance and Exercise Association. And they established a foundation, essentially, to certify instructors. So they created a whole platform and a program that you would then be educated, take the test, and become certified. And so back in the late 80s, mid-80s, that started. And so in order to maintain your credentials, you have to continue your education.
Right.
And so for me, it's just been an ongoing, reading articles, going to conventions, going to workshops, hosting workshops, learning from other instructors, reading. There's so much to continue to learn. Things are discovered all the time and researched.
There's always new studies and stuff.
So it's really a wonderful career. And I encourage people, because we need so many to be out there and influence others, that you can put exercise into your lifestyle. As far as nutrition, That is just, oh my God, that mm-hmm. is a huge, huge, huge topic. Mm-hmm. I am not a nutritionist. I am not a chef, but I am fully engaged in what we eat. Mm-hmm. So yeah. it's all about reading, all about learning right. from others.
Right. So you're saying in order to stay fit, it's not enough to do exercise, but you have to eat right as well.
Oh, I think well, I will always say it's 50-50. Because I would give 50% of what I do to exercise, and I would give the full 50% to how you eat. Mm-hmm. If you look at it on a regular basis, it's, you know, you've just got to give it a your all. If you want the results, mm-hmm. you want the results, you got to you've got to do
package.
It.
Yeah.
And it's like suggesting like carbs and things like that in like the morning and lunch, and then more like a protein-based meal for dinner. And
well, I'm about very much balance. If you look at the different types of food you can eat, you know, there's carbohydrate foods, there's fat foods, and there's protein foods. Mm-hmm. And if you look at them as a triangle, and each time you eat, they're, you know, as an occasion, whether it's a snack or a meal, you want to have that triangle because mm-hmm. they all work together. And, you know, you look at your car. Your car works with gas, but you got to have oil.
Right.
So, you know, there's things that just work because of their components. Right. And so the fat and the protein and the carbohydrate, they all work together by providing you balanced, energized energy.
Right. And I guess we eat that way. We don't even think about it. You have a hamburger and fries. You get the protein and the fat. Right
exactly.
there, you know.
That makes and a little sense. Bit of the carb with the bun.
Yeah.
But let's
exactly.
dissect that. Is it, you know, the best bun you can have? Is
right.
it the best kind of meat you can have?
Yeah.
Is it the best fries? You know, there's all choices in everything that we have.
That's
In-N-Out.
True, yeah.
I mean, they all their stuff is super fresh.
Yeah. And super fatty, too.
Unless right. if you want to cut the carbs, then you do it with, like, the protein style, which is the lettuce instead of the bun. That's my little secret.
Yeah, I don't get those hamburgers with lettuce instead of buns. You either have a hamburger or don't.
Yeah,
you,
know? Yeah, you have the whole package.
Yeah, exactly.
Animal style.
So I would imagine you probably totally stay away from fast food and stuff, right? I mean, it's bad for you.
That's a huge topic. You ready to go down
okay,
it?
Okay, yeah.
You ready to go down it?
Yeah, that's for sure, because a lot of people eat fast food. I know I sometimes do, because I don't have time.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, it was created for that.
Right.
I mean, you're looking for convenience.
Right.
Unfortunately, it has now become a lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at it that way. Why was it started? It was started for convenience. Mm. And where we have to look at what we do is, what do you do on a regular basis? And food is something that plays a huge role in how your body performs. Mm. And if you go to fast food on a regular basis, that is part of your meal structure, that is part of your lifestyle,
right.
That is going to have an effect on you. Mm. If we look at the quality of food, it is not there. Mm. The other big thing is that it's heavily processed.
Right.
And we are a country of processed foods.
Not a lot of nutrition in that food, huh? Because it's processed?
Well, you lose a lot.
Right.
If we peel everything back and kind of, you know, because this is a very big topic, but if we look at food in its original state, that should be a goal of all of us, is the one step. If you can say one step from what you eat for most of your foods, you're doing a good job. Mm. And that can get into, you know, if I look at a tomato. Tomato pulled off of a vine, that's one step, because it's going to go from that vine in my hand into my mouth.
Right.
But you can also then now pull apart, because we're living in a different world than it was in the 1950s and the 1940s.
Right.
Our food is not as nutritionally impacted because
all
of how it's grown.
Pesticides,
right.
spray and all that.
It's pesticides, it's the mass production, that the amount of foods that are turned over in those fields. Mm. Our soil has become less nutrient dense. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've got to start paying attention to those things.
Yeah.
We also are now hearing about GMOs. You're looking at foods that are genetically modified.
Right.
Which means that the seeds have now been created in a chemical lab, because they're being created to fight pesticides.
Right.
Because the bugs have all gotten savvy. They're all smart. They're like, woohoo, I'm not going to be able to. I can penetrate that corn. I've got no problem. So the farmers are saying, holy hell,
yeah,
we got a problem here. So right. So genetically modified foods are now part of the equation. So, you know, getting back to just looking at the basics, looking at if you can have your diet mostly of foods that are one step from their original state. Mm. So when you talk about fast food, you've got a food that has most likely come out of a freezer, that's in a box, that then gets fried, grilled, or deep fried, and then it's put into a paper bag or plastic and rolled up and put in. Then there's lots of steps.
Right.
And what are all those steps prior to being put in that box that was sent on a truck that was probably, you know, it'll start adding up.
Right.
So you'd more or less suggest like organic, fresh food.
And we as a country need to look at foods that are closer, that are grown closer to us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that we need to open our eyes. We need to look at the facts. We need to read. We need to educate ourselves, and make some better choices.
Right. Yeah. And you know, eat your vegetables. Obviously, people think they get a hamburger with a tomato and lettuce, and they had their vegetables for the day.
Right.
I don't think so.
Right. And it's unfortunate when someone finally has something catastrophic happen. Mm. They either have a heart attack, they either have a stroke, they either get cancer, they either get diabetes. Yeah. And that is when they start to then really turn the leaf and try and change it, try and turn the clock back.
Right.
And unfortunately, for many, that doesn't happen. And so it's something that, you know, you can't think, it's not going to happen to me. And you can't continue to think that we are eating foods that are okay for us. Just because it's in a bag and it's in a store doesn't mean that it's okay. We've had recalls from foods. You know, FDA is approving stuff that eventually is probably not going to be good for you.
Wow. Yeah, and they do it. They approve it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, genetically modified corn is in the store.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's got to be approved.
Just sounds so frightening.
Like my Frankenstein food.
Not grown. Oh, gosh.
But, you know, I was reading, though, that organic food is not necessarily better for you. You know, they did studies and stuff. So I don't know what's going on here, you know, but I know they charge a lot more for organic food and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
look at it this way.
Some people don't eat it, but
if you looked at a typical grocery bill, and you look at all the foods that people typically buy, okay? So you've got a lot of ready-to-go, frozen meals, convenience box foods.
Right.
You know, you're buying the cans of this and the cans of that, and then the bags of this, and you know, a lot of it convenience. Look at how much it costs for, you know, I know kids are out of school, but you know, when they would buy these little snack packs of
Lunchables. Yeah,
right. You are paying for huge packaging, or a box of cereal is $5. There are so many ways that you could reduce your grocery bill and still buy organic fruits and vegetables and good high complex carbohydrates like beans and brown rice and quinoa. It just takes a little know-how, a little practice, a little just, you know, taking that step because you would save money.
Yeah.
And organic, if you're looking at to compare it with GMO products,
it does,
and that means genetically modified guys out there.
Right.
Genetically modified means they have changed the seed into something that they have manufactured that will fight pesticides. So it's a chemical basically. But organic is going to be better for you because it's not grown with the pesticides.
Okay.
And that's what you want to look at. Now, yes, there's choices of foods that are better. Like if you eat a piece of fruit or a vegetable where you eat the skin, I certainly want to have it organic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like a banana, if you want to really make choices, a banana, you're not eating the peel, you're peeling it. So most likely the pesticide's not going to penetrate through that peel.
Right.
So there are some choices that you can, you know, do if budget is something that you need to be conscious of. But then take a look at your basket. Are you buying the ads? Are you buying the boxes?
Right.
That costs money.
Yeah.
And if you're buying foods that are on the middle shelf in the grocery store, you're paying top dollar because that's real estate.
Mm.
Products that are on the top shelf or on the bottom, they pay less money to be there. They want eye line, so it costs more money.
Yeah.
Gosh, and here I thought I used to be so jealous of all those kids with the Lunchables. My mom would never let me eat them. She's like, they're unhealthy. And I was like, man, that looks so cool. But
your mom
now
is
I'm
smart.
Thankful.
Your mom is smart.
So thanks, Mom, for not giving me Lunchables when I was a kid.
That's right.
So what do you suggest for someone with a busy lifestyle and stuff that don't have a lot of time to eat? You know, they have
like,
15,
like
20
the
minutes.
Go-to meal.
No time to start preparing things and stuff like that. What do you do?
Well, that's exactly why I created Sunday Setup. Sunday Setup is my signature lifestyle healthy living plan. It's something when you go to my website, KathyKaler.net or LATalkRadio.com or FitAndSexyForLifeRadio.com. You can find me on LATalkRadio.com. Anyway, once I moved to California and became a personal trainer, I started getting involved with more things that built my career. So not only training celebrities, but writing books, writing articles for magazines. I also felt it was my next move to be on television. And so I wrote a letter to Katie Couric, who at that time had been on the Today Show for 1 year. And I said, you do not have a fitness person. You need to have somebody on the air that talks about exercise.
Right.
Long story short, I got the job and I was on for 14 years after
that.
So I commuted from LA to New York.
Really?
Every Friday at 8:35 in the morning.
Oh my God,
what a flight.
That's a trip.
So it was crazy. It ended up eventually I was every other week, and then it was every other month or every month, and so but the schedule was hectic. And during those years, I got married. I had twins, and then I had another child.
Okay.
So when you're talking busy, and you're talking, I don't have a lot of time to prepare. That's what happened to me. And I was falling apart in the food department because I was, you know, training celebrities here and then getting on a plane and flying over there and doing a show and coming back. And so I was dialing in for the takeout. I was driving through. And I finally one day thought, I can't do this. I need to get as organized as I am with fitness, with food.
Right.
And so the practice of Sunday Setup became part of my own personal routine, where I just organized my week on Saturday or Sunday. I bought all my food and I prepped it. So I made my brown rice, I cooked my quinoa, I boiled my eggs, I boiled my chicken breasts, I chopped up all my veggies. So everything was in containers on the shelves, ready for me to grab
when I was hungry.
Yeah. So when you come home and you want something, it was ready to go.
Yes.
I could then just do the final preparation, which was easy.
Right.
Yeah. The prepping part is what sucks.
Yeah.
No one wants to do it. Can you imagine how many bags of lettuce in this country is thrown out? Just think about it.
Really?
We buy bags of lettuce, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think,
okay,
I'm going to have a salad at home.
It goes bad so quickly.
Right.
And you put it down there in that bottom drawer, and then your week happens.
And you forget
and of course,
about it.
You're already like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to chop tomatoes. I don't want to chop carrots. I don't want to chop celery. Oh, forget it. I'll just order in. So there's that bag of lettuce. There's those veggies that you were motivated to buy at the grocery store, but you never prepped it.
Right.
So Sunday Setup became my own routine. When I was interviewed for magazines, and I wrote for Elle Magazine, I wrote for Self Magazine, I wrote for a lot of different magazines, I was always asked, what do you tell your celebrities? What do you tell Jennifer Aniston? What do you tell Kim Kardashian? What do you tell Kris Jenner? What do you tell all these people that you've trained over the years how to eat? And I would always say, I tell them about what I do.
Right.
I am not one to say, you know, do this program or do this program.
Mm-hmm.
I just would say, this is what I do. This is what works for me. And Sunday Setup was it. And so 3 years ago, so this is 2010, I brought Sunday Setup to the public. And I am pitching it to Food Network as a show. And currently, it is an online membership that people can join. And I guide them on how to set up for the week with recipes and tips and what to put in containers in your fridge so that you do have those ready-to-go snacks and meals that you can throw together. And I show this to celebrities. So I'm using my celebrities to try Sunday setup, experience Sunday setup. Mm-hmm. We film it. We photograph it. And so that's really what is the show that I am pitching to Food Network.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So now where can people get more information on that, on the preparation and all that?
You can go to KathyKaehler.net. So it's KathyKaehler .net. And or you can go to fitandsexyforliferadio.com. That'll take you right there as well. And what I have is a great deal. You can sign up and you get 30 days for free, so you can really try it. And if it doesn't work for you, it's okay.
Yeah.
I won't be mad at you. but you can try it for 30 days for free. And also with that, you will get two of my ebooks. You will get the ebook of Fit and Sexy for Life, mm-hmm. and you will get my celebrity workouts book. And so that's a gift. But if you stay on, I'm going to offer a very special discount code today on the radio, on this show, Sam in the Morning with
there
Mia.
You go.
But I am also going to just tell you that with the special, it's $4.99 a month, so $4.99 for the price of a latte. You have a month of health and wellness guidance by
someone
myself.
Who knows what she's talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's silly not to do it.
Yeah.
Because we are all needing to improve the quality of our lives in one area or not.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's just I need some motivation. I need some guidance. I want to share it with my family. I want, I give exercise workouts, like kind of exercise homework, if you will.
Yeah.
And so it's just a way for me to bring what I know works, that's effective, that is so easy to implement, mm-hmm. because that's the other thing. We need to have it so that we can kind of plug it in.
Right.
So that's it. So KathyKaehler.net, and then the special discount, and we'll put it up on your website too.
Okay.
But it's KathyKaehler.net /club/Kathy.
Okay, that's
you'll
simple
get it for
enough.
$4.99. There you go.
There you go. And
sounds
we can
good.
Find you on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere.
Dialed in.
Kathy Kaehler, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, are we up?
We're up.
We already chatted it up.
That's it.
Fantastic.
I learned a lot. I'm gonna go work out now. I'm inspired.
Yay. Yeah. Well, definitely.
And definitely listen to the inspiring show, Fit and Sexy for Life, today, Wednesday at 1 o'clock on Channel 2 and every Wednesday. And you're going to get a lot of information, celebrities, interviews, and things like that. So that's cool.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank
Kathy,
you for having me so
of
much.
Of course. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Mia.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to get in touch with the show or to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please email sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.